Former House Speaker John Gregg managed to outfundraise the incumbent through June by a little more than $100,000. Governor Pence does have significantly more cash on hand, more than a 2-to-1 advantage over Gregg, and Gregg has two opponents in the Democratic primary, which will likely force him to spend more money before the general election than Pence, who so far is unopposed. But University of Evansville political science professor Robert Dyan says outraising an incumbent, even early on, can help catch the attention of national groups.
They are not sentimental people. They don't invest their money knowing that the person is a goner. They want to see somebody who has a legitimate chance at toppling the incumbent.
Much of Gregg's lead was built through big donations from labor organizations, which Dyan says won't be enough going forward.
This labor boost has given him a big head start, but he's going to have to pour on the fundraising from the citizens in the near future.
Dyan says if Gregg continues building a fundraising lead, it could help force his primary opponents to bow out of the race. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.